Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
After Zach and I bought our first home and got married, we were super excited to not only decorate it, but to put some of our biggest memories on our walls. So we went with Framebridge, which made it super easy to get our pictures framed from our wedding at an affordable price. You can easily order online at framebridge.com or visit a Framebridge retail store. All you have to do is upload a digital photo for them to print and mail your item using their free secure prepaid packaging. Or you can also visit one of their 20 plus retail stores. Framebridge customs frames your piece in their studio using the highest quality materials and ships directly to your front door in days for free. Above our stairs, we put pictures of our babies, ourselves, and from our wedding, and we are so happy we went with Framebridge to do it. Anytime anyone comes to our house, it's the first thing that they notice. Not only is it easy, but it's also affordable to custom frame just about anything. They're very fair and transparent and upfront with their pricing based simply on the size of your items. There's a curated selection of frame styles that are all different. They have fast service, free shipping, and this is great for gifts. Your happiness is also guaranteed, so if you're not 100% happy with your pieces, they'll make it right. See why Framebridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit framebridge.com or a local Framebridge store to get started and custom frame just about anything. That's framebridge.com.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here. And more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Welcome to the Think Loud Crew podcast. Three moms keeping it real with our daily lives, relationships, and our WTF moments of our daily life, you guys. We are back, the three of
us. What was that sound? Sorry.
What? I'm struggling, y'all. It's been a struggle bus.
I just want to welcome Shy back. I know we just had another episode with Shy, but like this episode, welcome back. People have missed you.
I've been missing, and I've had so many people like message me and asking, am I okay? What's going on? What happened? And first off, like everybody knows, I've been filming for Teen Mom. So I try to keep things so separate between like what I'm filming about and what we talk about on the podcast. But it's so extremely hard because all of it pertains to like my daily life. So how do I do that? You know what I mean? But I don't want to get either situation confused or in trouble or whatever. So I really try to keep them separate. With that said, I am okay. It's like, I feel like I have to make that known that I'm fine. I'm alive. I'm here. I did have surgery. It's actually 2 weeks in a day today. A lot of people are asking me if I had a BBL. No, I'm so sorry to disappoint you. This ass did not get done.
I don't need to laugh.
I'm so sorry. Like, I wish I could give that energy for y'all, but I couldn't do that. I'm not that tough of a girl. Cause,
you are.
Them BBL girls are strong girls.
I mean, what you went through, I feel like you're a strong girl.
I feel like I did like half of the process. So,
girl, you did the whole process. Yeah, don't discredit what you did. Yeah. For yourself.
Give yourself some credit, please.
So I did film about the surgery.
You didn't give yourself credit just now.
No, I did not. I didn't. I can't.
That was wild.
How strong of a person she is. She is a strong woman. And Cheyenne, just watching you go through your recovery and this weekend and just still putting on a face, like a smiley face, like you are one bad. You are strong. So I just want to.
So I had to have surgery that was recorded and filmed via Teen Mom in detail, why I had to have the surgery, what happened, what went wrong, what went right, all those details. But regardless of all that, my surgery was actually supposed to be last month, and I would have had this month to recover before going on the bachelorette trip. It just didn't happen that way. You'll figure that out when you watch Teen Mom, and we couldn't cancel the bachelorette. As you guys saw, we had 22 people, Kyle?
Yeah, there's a total of 22 of us.
Everybody has jobs, everybody's coming from different places, everybody has kids that they accommodated for. There were flights, there were deposits made. Like, I just couldn't get it in me to cancel. Should I have canceled and postponed? Probably.
Was it a conversation?
Yes, I'm going to give that to you.
Yes. I was one of those people who was like, let's postpone it so that you can enjoy it. Like,
but it did not get postponed. No. And I've literally fought through it the entire time. And when I tell you, I had really, really good moments, and I had really, really bad moments when I'm like, all right, guys, I physically cannot move. I'm in so much pain. What do you guys, like, I can't do anything for y'all. But overall, I had such a good time, and I feel like for 22 women to get together that are in different friend circles, friends group, personalities, everything's so different. Yeah. We had hella fun.
Had a good time. I was honestly really surprised because, you know, women, we could be catty, we could be snippy. It was a lot going on. But I feel like overall there were no fights. Everybody made it home safe. No one got too drunk. No one passed out. There was no, you know, there was no, oh my God, hold my hair back moments. No. You know, everyone, I think, party within moderation.
I feel like we had fun for what it was.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
We did.
I do say that, like, in my head, what I envisioned as, like, your bachelorette trip, you know, I envisioned everything that you just said, like drinking. I wanted my hold my hair back moment, yeah. But because of my situation, I couldn't get that because I was still on a shit ton of painkillers and medication. I couldn't have that moment for myself. So everybody's like, Shy, we will do it again once you're completely healed. We'll just have one night of just a rager, and you'll get like that. You had a turned up night moment.
We'll get there. So, we'll get there.
It is what it is.
We'll have it. Your bridal shower is coming up. After the bridal shower, I think we could do something fun and exciting. So your moment is coming.
I was asking what you thought about it.
I really really liked the trip. I thought, like, what you guys were saying, like, there was so many different mixtures of people, like, of women together. But I think that it all worked out. Like, we all kind of, like, bonded, all, like, on a different level. Like, I've met a lot of your friends, but not on that level. And I feel like I was able to understand their personalities more from just being in a close-knit area together 24/7. So I thought it was good. My roommate was perfect. Me and my roommate bonded. It was me and Haley. I love Haley. We bonded great. I love Haley so much. I saw her in a different light, because usually I just see her in a light of, like, even though she was working the whole time, but she was on a different level of, like, let me let loose, let me do that. So I had a good time. I did. Oh, the beginning, you guys were like, what the fuck, Shannon? Yeah. But I had
if I could only tell you, I wanted to give Shannon a spanking in the beginning.
Not a spanking.
Like the first 2 days, I'm like, Shannon, what's wrong with you? You were just so, like, just not there and out of it. And I just felt like I was already, like, in such a weird place. I'm like, girl, there can't be two hurt bitches on this trip. Like, one of us has to be, like, in the right mindset.
I feel so bad, because I honestly thought that my face was different than what I was giving. So then when Kyle gave me that text in the morning, I was like, oh, fuck. Like, I apologize. Like, I really wish my facial and I was giving off different energy. But the end of that, on Sunday, I'm happy that I came back alive for everybody and for the trip. Like, the trip Sunday was fun. I really feel like we needed
Sunday. So what's
Sunday
going on, Shannon? What's happening in your life? Why are you...
What was the issue?
What'd you say, Kyle?
I was saying what was going on. I was agreeing.
Oh, I think that prior to the trip, I feel like this month for me has been really stressful. And the beginning of the month, I've had to ask for help. And I don't ask for help because I take a lot of pride in what I like providing for myself and being an independent woman. And I had to ask a couple times for help from not my comfort zone. So even prior to the trip, I didn't know if I was going to make it because of financial issues. And then I just feel like for entrepreneur this month time frame, it's been really slow for me. So just juggling that and understanding that and being an entrepreneur, you really have to hustle. So I think that carried on to me knowing that I was on vacation and me settling in. And I think everything, because the day prior I was running around crazy as well. And I tend to take care of everyone else but myself. So I tend not to eat and not take care of myself the way I should take care of myself. So I think I was just like in shock the first couple of days of like, let me just try to fucking chill out. So I think that's what happened to me. I feel like I crashed and I didn't realize I crashed.
It happens, and that's fair. I feel like with the trip, because everybody on the trip understands what I've been going through, like health-wise, mental-wise, everything. Yeah. I feel like everyone like really wanted this to be a good weekend and a good moment for me.
Yeah.
And a good memory. And I feel like I got that. Like overall, despite everything, y'all, I couldn't make it through one dinner. The full dinner, I couldn't make it through. Every dinner, I had to leave early because I was just in so much pain just sitting there and stuff. And just being in one place and not, like, moving my body around and stuff. So it was a little rough for me. But I still walked away from it and like had major laughs, and I had fun watching other people have fun.
I love that. That's why I really wanted to come on a trip. I was like, I know Shy wanted me there to act a fool. So I hope I got to put off some of that.
Shannon killed it on Sunday. The other day, I was like, I don't know her. I'm not claiming her, and I'm mad at her.
I know. No, I'm happy you got to walk away. Just seeing everyone happy, and everyone loves you so much. I know that's probably like a bad point to have.
It's like weird and like overwhelming in that, in a weird way, because I feel like I like putting on moments for other people and like watching them in their moment and like watching their reactions and stuff. So then when it's done for me, I kind of feel a little awkward and kind of like, where do I put my hands?
You did good.
You did wonderful. You looked good. You came with the energy.
I tried.
Despite what was going on, how you felt. I think that, like you said, we were all very mindful of the situation and we all know what's going on. So it's, I think for us, we were just more so really happy to be there with you and be able to celebrate you, whether we were outside, indoors, you know, in heels, in flats, dressed up, in pajamas.
Yeah, I wore pajamas to a pool party.
You would have never known.
But at the same time, in Vegas, I think we all wore outfits that we typically would not
wear. No. Not we all wore. No. Kyle wore an outfit. I'm putting a pic on the screen. Kyle channeled her inner P-Valley. That she finally watched, by the way.
I have watched it. I've honestly, since we came home, I even watched the new episode.
Okay, so I haven't watched the new episode. But I don't get to.
Why I haven't watched the new one.
Go learn about Uncle Cliff, baby.
Don't talk about the new one. I'm gonna be mad at you. But y'all, you guys would have thought that Kyle was in P-Valley.
Definitely living her best life in her outfits. I think before
this trip, I went to Vegas, it was like, my titties were tittying. This time it was that thing was thangin'.
Yeah, her thing was thangin'.
They said that
it was thangin'.
Out. I actually haven't put away. In the casino, we were walking through, and I just could see all the looks that Kyle's booty was getting, and I was just like, yep. And my mom had texted us, and she said, are you guys okay? Are you staying in for the night? And all I could do was send her a picture from behind of Kyle's ass out. And she was like, I guess not.
Okay, you guys, you're making it seem like I was naked. I had like a pretty see-through bodysuit. We can't hear you, Shy. You muted yourself.
Sorry. I said, okay. Let me find a picture because you said a pretty see-through. Yeah, pretty see-through. Pretty fucking see-through, y'all. Do you guys see that right there?
You can see how clear it is. I wish Kyle first on had like the skinniest thong on first when she first tried on the outfit.
Because I was just trying it on, and they were like, "That's perfect." And I was like, "What? My whole butt is out! Like, this is not it." And Shine was like, "You should wear that." Shine just kept saying, "Yep."
If there's anywhere that you can get away with wearing those kind of outfits, it's Vegas.
It's Vegas. Go all out.
It's literally Vegas where you can do it.
I did. I changed my undies and I did wear.
Kyle, how was it for you being the planner, being like the person who put everything together? Was it a lot of pressure? How do you feel?
It was a ton of pressure. It's very different when you plan things and you have all the information under your belt versus planning with other people and like the information is split up.
What does that even mean? Like,
Exactly. So normally when we do events, we don't go through event planner. And Cheyenne's worked with an event planner for a few of her events, but like we've never on a trip worked with like a travel agent or like an event planner in that sense. So it was different in that aspect. So once we got there, there were some times where there'd be like little minor miscommunications or the information may have not been exactly as we received it or as I received it. So it just took a little extra layer of like communication or just like figuring things out. So there were a lot of moments like behind the scenes that were just like, holy shit, like, you know, just crazy. The one thing that I truly, truly loved about this trip is one of Cheyenne's best friends, Zaina. So Remy and Zaina really helped with the planning as well. Huge shout out to them. Remy was not able to join us because she is currently pregnant right now. And we just need to keep her due to the rise of COVID in Vegas, XYZ. But Zaina was there. Zaina was literally like my backbone. And I feel like for the very first time, I was able to relax and actually enjoy myself during the event because I knew there was another person there who I could count on, who had the information and like could take, you know, take control. So like normally, like when we have events at the house, I may have like a glass of champagne or a drink here or there, but like, I'm not really like drinking. I don't ever get to really like relax and like enjoy myself and be like one of the guests. And I feel like this trip, I was actually able to kind of like be a guest at some points and just relax and enjoy and actually have fun with you guys versus just kind of being like,
they know what's on it.
Keep things going.
Zaina was on it the whole time she was on it. I kept saying like, Zay, can you chill? Like, it's okay. Like, I want you to also have fun. But I feel like she was like, nope, I'm executing the plan.
Yeah, it was really nice to have that extra layer of help. And it also made me feel really good to know that Cheyenne has friends who truly, really love her. And put in the effort and energy because we've been going back and forth on emails for months regarding this bachelorette trip. So it's like if I were to give any advice to anyone who's planning a bachelorette trip, like the sooner you plan, the better. Like as soon as you hear, like for me, I wish I had started planning last year just so I could have been easier. No, just like making it easier on the guests more so just in terms of like, doing payment plans and giving more cushion and allowance there. It was also like planning got a little tricky towards the end because we had things planned, but then we had to make last minute changes because of Cheyenne's recovery status. So it's like certain things got canceled or it was like we were on the fence about doing certain things because we just weren't sure how you would feel, Cheyenne. Yeah, and how she would feel physically if she had her paha. So it's like, you know, how is your body going to feel? She's still taking medication. The day before she left, she got stitches removed. So in my mind, I was like, girl, you just need to sit here and look cute. Like, what did you say? Sitting pretty was your thing? Like,
yeah,
you just need
literally.
To sit here and look cute. Like,
I was in the doctor's office.
This is a lot.
And all the girls are always so nice, like, at the office I go to. And they were like, are you really doing it? I'm like, I'm really doing it. It's happening. Like, it's like that movie, the Bridesmaid movie, where the girl is shitting. And she's like, it's happening. That's how I felt. 90% of the trip, I'm like, okay, we're still going. It is happening again. So, I get what you're saying. And I get what you're saying with working with a planner and having that planner mindset and being a planner yourself. It gets tricky to where there's certain things that I feel like we look at and we're like, oh, that's a no-brainer. But then someone else wouldn't necessarily
think
the same way that we think.
So, for example, the planner, one of the things, she booked transportation only one way. But it was never communicated that the transportation was booked one way to this place.
And the place was 40 minutes away.
Was 40 minutes away from the strip. So we went to this brunch spot and she only had transportation going there, but nothing coming back. So it's like, there were so many moments where I don't think people really understood, like, one, how much money was spent, two, like, all the you know, just all just the other little nuances and the surprises. So it's like, even with that, we ended up getting a whole new party bus round trip. And it was just having to figure things out on the spot also was a lot. And it wasn't like there was a group of five of us, oh, let's all jump in a taxi. No, like there were, so in total, there were 22 of us. Five of those were, or six of those were, yeah, five was my mom and her friends, tier two. But like of our group collectively, it was 16 girls at all times. So it's like, there was a lot.
There's a lot happening with that amount of people. But overall, I feel like it was such a good trip.
It was fun. It was cool to see everybody's personalities, to see who, like, who got along more with others, whose personality came out. Like, it was fun. Yeah. We also had like a challenge, a bachelorette challenge, like a game going on with different, you know, just different challenges. And it was cool to see people do the challenges, but we only made it. It doesn't count if there's no video or photo. So right now the group chat, you know, the group chat's been popping.
Oh my God, the group chat is so much fun, but it's funnier now because some of the people that were necessarily deemed like quiet on the trip are like popping it off in the group chat. And I want to say, where was this energy when we were there?
Like 2 days ago.
Right, like, I'm confused. You're saying more in the group chat than you said all weekend.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
After Zach and I bought our first home and got married, we were super excited to not only decorate it, but to put some of our biggest memories on our walls. So we went with Framebridge, which made it super easy to get our pictures framed from our wedding at an affordable price. You can easily order online at framebridge.com or visit a Framebridge retail store. All you have to do is upload a digital photo for them to print and mail your item using their free secure prepaid packaging. Or you can also visit one of their 20 plus retail stores. Framebridge customs frames your piece in their studio using the highest quality materials and ships directly to your front door in days for free. Above our stairs, we put pictures of our babies, ourselves, and from our wedding, and we are so happy we went with Framebridge to do it. Anytime anyone comes to our house, it's the first thing that they notice. Not only is it easy, but it's also affordable to custom frame just about anything. They're very fair and transparent and upfront with their pricing based simply on the size of your items. There's a curated selection of frame styles that are all different. They have fast service, free shipping, and this is great for gifts. Your happiness is also guaranteed, so if you're not 100% happy with your pieces, they'll make it right. See why Framebridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit framebridge.com or a local Framebridge store to get started and custom frame just about anything. That's framebridge.com.
It was also like people who had never met each other, or like, so it's always different when you put a bunch of different personalities together. and you're just like, okay, now go.
Yeah, but it worked. Right, which I really feel like it worked. Like in the weirdest world, in the weirdest way, it
worked. There was some wild cards out there. Like I definitely, like one of my really good friends from school, she was like a wild card. Just in terms of like no one really knew her. But it's like Shahar, she ended up having the time of her life. She on the party bus had some party tricks that none of us expected. She was on the pole and doing the splits on the ceiling.
She channeled her real P-Valley. You
know, she said, this is P-Valley.
She could have
had so much fun.
She legit.
She was ready.
Now she could have gotten casted. If she had a bigger ass, she could have gotten casted.
Stop. And it's funny because I feel like the married women on the trip had the greatest times. The moms on the trip had the greatest times. We were all so happy to be away from like our mates, our kids, work. Like there was nothing you could tell us because we were just like, I'm free. Yeah.
Kyle, I feel like we need like a life update from you. What's going on? Because you're back in LA, but you're about to leave to go back to DC. So what's the plan, Sam?
Yeah, what's the deal? Tell us.
You know, that is being worked out. So as some of you may know, I spent July in pretty much this last month in DC, and it was kind of like a tester to see, like, you know, where things are. A couple months ago, Mezier came at me and was like, you know, I've had this whole epiphany moment, blah 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 blah. And kind of made
Oz. What was the epiphany moment?
Okay.
You want the real
this
tea.
Man?
This girl had to sit up to tell us the tea, y'all. Oh my god.
Sit down, Zaire, too.
What's the tea, no, Kyle? What happened a few months ago?
What was it? Okay, so Messi's dad passed away some
I thought you were about to say a few months ago. I was like, oh my god, I'm so sorry.
Messi said he was having these dreams where his dad was coming to him and was telling him to, like, let it go, you know, and he realized that it was this resentment that he was holding. And he came back, he wrote me an email that was like, it was like a poem, it was rhyming, it was very nice.
It was beautiful.
I liked
he said
it. Said
it
was rhyming.
It did rhyme.
Okay.
Like, it was nice. But basically, he was like, you know, he apologized and he was just like, you know, it was a nice moment between the two of us. And there was just a change in him. And it's, you know, I went to DC, not really sure how it was going to be or what was going to happen, but it actually ended up being a really nice trip. We had some nice, you know, just nice family time. And I think us being there all together, we really realized, you know, we want to be a family unit, not separate.
So are you guys in a relationship? Is that your boyfriend?
I don't want a boyfriend.
Okay, like, is that your partner? Like, what are we calling?
But that's like,
are you in a relationship or not?
Would you be mad if he was dating someone?
Are you guys in a relationship? This is such a simple question to me. Yeah. This is when I start to look at you like confused, because if you say, are you in a relationship? I'm like, hell yeah.
Yes, the answer is
okay.
Yes.
So why is it like,
but just the way
pulling teeth from you to get you to say yes?
Because I don't feel like I'm in a relationship at this point in my life with my children until like I'm engaged. Because then that's when it's like, okay, we're really taking things serious and maybe there's like a real commitment
so
here.
So if someone was to ask him, like if a girl hit him up and said, are you single? What is he going to say?
No.
Okay.
Are we sure?
If someone were to ask me, are my single, the answer is no.
Okay. And this is like 100% sure, because I just feel like your answers are like
100% sure.
Like you're.
I know. I'm awkward when I talk about this, but no, it's.
Why do you get so like, awkward?
This is. I think some of it is just like past like feelings that are just, you know, creep up in there because there's always this like there's been a lot that's happened in the last few years and I think just me moving forward there is like, you know, I'm cautious at this point. I've just based off of what's happened. There's still part of me that is guarded. So for me, just protecting myself, I think until I'm where I want to be, I'm always going to be kind of weird about the conversation. And that's just me.
Do you feel like you moving there feels awkward at all? Like if you are going to move to DC and obviously... Or I'm not obviously, but are you going to be living with Mez and the kids at the same time?
Yeah, so like Mez is like, he's like, I want you here. And it's not just the boys, but he's like, I want to be with you. Like, I want our family unit together. But
are his actions matching his words? Because I feel like sometimes maybe that's why the conversation is awkward for you. Because in the past, it's like, he said this, but then the actions didn't match. You know what I mean? So I feel like you... shy away from the conversation with all of us because we're kind of not that we are
in the past, you, like
we've been down this road, you know.
No, you are. No, and that's I would even be looking at me like that. So it's but it's like this time it's like the actions match the words. So it's still very new to me and it's still like is this
are we doing this?
This real
happening? Is it happening?
Yeah.
It's happening.
But it was even like, you know, there'd be days where we'd be at the house and we were watching something and Boz, they were talking about boyfriend and girlfriends on the TV. And Boz was like, Dad, do you have a girlfriend? Like, what's a girlfriend? He was like, your mom's my girlfriend and all this stuff. So then Boz was like, but what does that mean? Like, you know, so it's like, it's. Boz is asking questions now where it's like, I'll kind of sit back because I'm like, let me see what your dad has to say. But we had a conversation where he's like, he wants us to be based in DC versus being based in LA and like traveling to DC. He's like, you know, I want you here. I want us here. I want our family. I want to figure things out. Touches of marriage came up, like conversation, you know, marriage came up, buying a house has come up. Like it's just different conversations than before.
Well, it's like dating with intention this time.
Yes, like actual like plans. It's not just let's talk about it and like that's that, but it's what are we doing?
You know, can you see yourself marrying him?
I can, but there's certain things that I just want personally to happen before. But yeah, I can see myself marrying Mezia. Like,
Matt, that we were all silent.
Where is all? It's like,
I hate talking about this stuff. I just want to pop out one day. Like, that's my problem.
I think for your family, it's like, we, of course, want to see you happy. We want to see the boys happy. And we want to see Mez. Be like, if that's that person for you, then that's, you know, then that's that person for you. Like, that's none of our decisions to make, you know what I mean? But it's like the encounterments that as your family that we've seen between you guys, it's like, we want to see it how you talk about it right now, you know what I mean? So I feel like we're all so close.
Yeah, it's,
and I think that's hard.
Last time was definitely different. Yeah. And it's weird because it's like, I think for me, it's even this last trip, it was just like, there was some newness, you know, it was new energy. And I felt like, okay, I think we find like, we got over that hump, you know, we got over that hump. So it was like, it was able to just flow the energy and it was, just completely, I don't even know how to describe it. Like, it just felt lighter.
Did you feel like you were, like, in a relationship?
Yeah, I did.
It seemed different just from, like, calling you and then seeing your post, stuff like that. I feel like it gave off a little bit different energy. And I feel like Mez did a lot more work of, like, you know, seeing him and Boz go on dates, like stuff like that. So
I would just
like he was, you know,
in person. Like, I feel like with your personality and your like quirkiness and your creativity and your energy, I want you as somebody who's nice to you and who brings it out even more and who like welcomes your quirkiness and all these things. And the way Kyle's brain works is a little different than I feel like everyone else is
different.
I know I want you to be with somebody who embraces that and like heightens it. And I want to see it. Like, I want to see it in the flesh. You know what I mean? So I feel like we're all,
I feel like
it's like we can, you can tell us all day, but we haven't seen Mez do that in person. So I feel like we're all like,
everybody's looking, even me. I'm kind of like, you know, like.
So you go back on Thursday and then what?
Is that what you're doing, Kyle?
Big you eyes. Go back on Thursday and then what? What's happening? Are you packing a bigger bag? What are you doing?
I am taking some stuff with me. Like, you know, he took me shopping out there. He was like, you know, get stuff around here. Like, it's,
So you're comfortable there.
It's very different. I felt like this trip, I was like actually tended to and taken care of and cared for and
thought of. But you're still avoiding the question.
Oh, what am I doing? Okay, well, right.
What are you doing?
Looking at schools for Boz, trying to figure out how to get Boz in school in DC right now. Okay, looking at jobs. He even was like showing me, told me different places. I think that would appeal to me, like that are close by. So it's I'm moving to DC
again.
Again,
throw that in there.
Again.
It's going to be a process.
Like, you're doing it more quiet this time.
Yeah. Yes. And it's like, I got to do it on my time. It's not just about him, but it's like, it's my time too. And the boys. And just like what the boys need, you know? I feel like for the first time, we've touched on it. We've talked about it before, but like, we really got to talk about like, you know, what do we want for our kids? What kind of lifestyle? Like, how do we want to raise them? Like, you know, what kind of parents do we want to be? Like, and I was able to get back to like those kind of like those first feelings that I had for him, I feel, where it was like, oh, you know what? This is why I like you. Or this is why I was attracted to you initially. Like, this is what I saw in you. And it was just, I don't know. It was a light, easy trip. It was nice. I like my space. He gave me my space at times where, you know, he's, oh, let me get the boys so that you could do your thing. I went out. I had girls' night. I got drunk for the first time in a while. And it just, I think I overthought it more than he did, because I came that next morning. He was like, yeah, you must have had a fun time. You came back, you smelled like alcohol, you passed out in the bed, you didn't even shower. And I was like, mm-mm. I did brush my teeth, but I was like, to me, I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. He was like, no, you were fine. Like, I'm happy you went out, you know, like, and those are things that I need to hear too. Cause it's like, sometimes people be like, oh, I'll help with the boys, but I may not take the help because I'm just like, I don't know how to relax all the time. You know, I just feel like sometimes I always have to be on deck or like on call, whether it's for the kids or, you know, just family. And I was actually able to just kind of relax and be, and he's very supportive in terms of like, just be yourself. So I've had to learn how to communicate better with him at times, because I'm a type of person where I'll shut down. I won't say anything, like I'll hold things to myself, which doesn't help in a situation either. So I've had to learn how to communicate with him, and he's given me, like, you know, the reassurance I needed, or the pick me up. So yeah, like it was a good trip. And like I said, I feel like we finally got over that major pile high, you know, shit show that we had created.
Have you guys gotten into your first fight since, like, did you guys fight at all during the trip? I feel like that's always, like, you gotta go through something, right? It's see, are you gonna sit your ass there and take it, or are you about to be like, I'm about to fly back to LA on this ass? Like you did last time.
And I know that can't that always be my answer. Be
you cannot get and mad. It does not be. I'm going back to LA.
That would be cool to say, you know what? Fuck you. I'm leaving. Mm-hmm. But it's like, I can't just sit here and run away from my issues. And that's something that he said that I've done before, where he's like, why are you can't keep running. You can't keep going. You gotta deal with it one day. So I just feel like the work that I put in, there were certain changes that I wanted to see in him, and he's put work in, and it's now it's like things are actually, you know, it's like you could put the work in, you could talk shit, you don't see the results right away. You know, I feel like now I'm seeing results of just myself and like how I carried myself or dealt with myself. And I see it with him as well. And then I see it with the two of us when we're together. And it's not just like when we're in the house, you know, it's around his friends, it's outside in public. My family hasn't really seen it yet because we're in different
places. Yeah, I've never even seen them. I don't think I've ever even seen you guys hug.
Really?
Oh. Interesting. Kiss.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I haven't seen you guys like cuddle or
be like affectionate.
Like, yeah, because I was like, I liked him, but I was still very like, F you, I'm hurt by the situation. F you, I don't like you.
I would just love to see moments, you guys in an environment and in a space where like you say you're a couple, you look like a couple, you're acting like a couple, you're performing like a couple. You know what I mean? Like, I want to see you guys kiss.
I said, are you guys an affectionate couple? Do you guys hug and kiss now? Or, yeah? Mm-hmm. And you show the kids obviously see that as well.
Yeah, boss sees it. Like, it's like, this is just what it is. Like, when I say it's like, we literally just, not even like new chapter. It's like a whole new book.
Now I want to be a mile on DC.
Bitch, I swear to God, on everything I love, I was going to say, I would pay to be a fly on the wall on DC.
To be a fly in the wall.
Like, okay, I used to be so sad before because, like, I would do things with the kids and, like, I didn't have pictures of myself doing things with the kids, you know? Because I'm either doing this, there would be times where I'm doing stuff with the kids. I didn't even know Messier was taking pictures. And, like, you know, maybe a day later or right then, he'd send pictures, you know? And it's not just me and the kids. He's in it, you know? Oh, you can't really see it. But it's like selfie, here's my people, you know? It was just, it didn't feel awkward. Like I had to, like I felt like it was safe enough where I could like open up and like talk and be like, this is how I feel, or this is what I want, this is what I see, this is what I don't like.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it.
Date now on Bumble.
What does Colgate mean by live life to the brightest? Could it be a rich glass of red sipped inside a Parisian cafe on a snowy night when my gaze is met by a tall, mysterious... I mean, brushing is directed with Colgate Optic White Pro Series toothpaste gives you a visibly whiter smile in just 3 days, so you can live life to the brightest and finish that glass without worrying about teeth stains. Colgate Optic White. Find it at all major retailers.
What does Messier think about what we think about him? Like, how does he feel about that? What does he think that we think about him? Because I know Dad has told me that he's sent a few texts out there. I know that Mom is side-eyeing. So how does Mez feel about your family?
Y'all, can first of all, let me see if I can find this text that Dad sent me and Messier.
I know it probably verbatim. I can give you guys the gist. I was right there when he texted, and I was like,
"Were you?"
I literally was like,
"Oh, you were?"
Me and Mom were. We were all together, and I was like, "Are you really about to send that?" And he was like, "I'm sending it." Mm-hmm. He put Kyle and Mez in a group chat. And he basically explained to them, like, how sex works. It does not work in basic. So either get on birth control or use a condom.
Wait, he said he expects in 30 days when I come home that there'll be another package, and another bun in the oven.
Yes. I said, Dad, oh my God, Dad, really send that to them? And he was like, I'm just letting them know. That clearly, they didn't take health class when they grew up. Like, oh my God. So I know that Mez knows that we're all side-eyeing him. So does he know we're all side-eyeing him? Is that ever a conversation between you guys?
I'm not necessarily, but it's, of course, like, you know, is people are looking like, come correct. You know, was it awkward when we got it?
No, I'm saying, is that awkward for him that people are looking at him like, come correct?
I think at this point he doesn't mind. If there's one thing I can say about Messier, like, even though I may have been looking at him crazy, family may have been looking at him crazy, like, we could say something or give some kind of critique or, like, criticism. Maybe in that moment we didn't get the result we wanted, but, like, it's one thing that I noticed about him is, like, he will change or improve or grow on his actions in certain things. So in terms of how does he feel, I don't exactly know, but when I get there, I'm going to ask him and say,
ask this. Over my family.
Yeah, like, now, family? It's like, even with myself, like, I feel like before it was crazy because, like, we had kids, but it's like, I was scared to ask him things, you know? I there were certain things, so I just did not feel comfortable asking. Like, I just didn't want to. I just wasn't in that space.
Girl,
like,
you got to start asking everything.
I know. Now I'm asking everything. Now I'm like, what's this? What's that? Oh, who's calling us? Where are we going? Like, oh, what are they
doing? Who's calling us?
Right. What's that? What's this? Who's calling us? Okay.
Not who's calling
us. What are you doing? Questions. But it's,
Ian, are you hot over there, Kyle?
I am hot. It's hot in this house right now.
Damn, we brought up Messier. She had to sit up and turn a little mini fan on. Look at that.
You know, I don't like talking. Know what it is, y'all? I don't like talk. I don't like the attention on me. I don't like be talking about myself right now. This is weird at times.
Well, welcome to the Think Podcast.
Hey, what? That makes no sense. All right, Kyle's off the hot seat. Shannon, what's going on?
Wait, hold on. I just want to say one thing, though. I had people who were DMing me. Like, okay, I'm
on my social media, I guess I didn't really post this month, but we did a lot of fun, really cool things. Like we did museums. Messier was like, let's do a sleepover with the kids. We hosted a sleepover with little boys, took them to the movies the next day. We went to like water park. Like Boz has been living his best life. And I had people DMing me talking about like, why aren't you sharing your videos with Messier? Like they were upset that I wasn't really posting. But in all honesty, I was just enjoying my family. Like I was enjoying that, like in real life, those in life moments where it wasn't like, oh, let me get my phone to like document this, you know? We were just having a good time.
Shaman.
Shaman. I like how we both said
this. Go, time. Shaman. Oh, wait, guys, we don't know what happened to Shannon. I think her phone died. So yeah, we'll have to put her on the hot seat the next time. But let's do our WTFs or advice. Kylan, you want to go first?
No.
Damn it.
I gotta think. What's some of your WTFs? I know you got some.
Okay, y'all, we got another dog, and that is literally my WTF moment. The dog just got here. It is a fluffy Frenchie. Zach convinced me to get this dog, and I am just literally hiding from him, Ryder, Ace, Deuce, and the new dog in Ace's nursery right now. I don't want to go out there when this is done. The dog is really cute, granted that he's already shit and peed twice in Ryder's room. Ace has already ate some of his dog food. I'm just like, did we need this right now? No. No, we did not. No, we didn't. So that's my first WTF. My second WTF is I got an email. I finally got a closing date on my house, which I'm so freaking excited about until I read the date. It was the same week as our wedding. I'm just trying to figure out who has a voodoo doll out on me because that shit is fucked up. So I'm trying to figure that out, but I'm currently right now. Life is lifing. I keep on saying life is lifing because it's definitely lifing me right now. I don't want to close on the house the same week as a wedding. I don't want to do it. I feel like that's so unbelievably stressful doing walkthroughs and just all the money that's being put into both affairs. I would like to at least have like at the very minimum 2 weeks in between them. At the minimum. I would love to have had months like we were supposed to. Because originally, if you guys remember, we were supposed to close in June and then our wedding was going to be in September. So we would have been settled. But it's all right. It's not happening that way. And I have to stop complaining about it and just let it go. But I'm probably going to complain about it like maybe 2 more episodes and then I'll let it go. Just being honest.
I don't think you're going to let it go until it's done.
I'm just being honest. I really don't. I don't think. Literally until we close on the house. Yeah,
and then once you get like, in there, it's going to be another shit talk.
Stressed out. Until we close, I'm going to be so stressed. Getting a house is not a small thing anywhere that you're at. But I swear, getting a house in Los Angeles, in California, is like...
It is insane.
It is impossible. Right? It's just starting to feel impossible right now. So those are my WTFs. I can keep going, but I'm going to stop. Kylan?
My words of advice?
Follow your heart.
No, that bitch be lying to you sometimes.
Love is everything.
No.
Family over everything.
No, I'm actually really happy. I feel like my little family's working out. And it's like, we've been through some shit.
But it's, family hasn't.
It's happening, y'all. Did your phone die?
Yeah, we thought so. We're just doing WTFs. I did mine. Kyle's giving some advice about how family is life.
We wanted to put you on
family the family is over, but family over everything.
up. I did not say that. Cheyenne said that. I was just saying I am happy that I feel like my family situation is working out. Like,
me too.
I'm really happy for you.
We are figuring our things out. And it's
I'm happy for you, seriously. And all jokes aside,
I'm happy for you. I was really excited when I saw you at the water park. I wanted to work. Like, take a picture of your butt.
It was happy. Oh, y'all, I had so much fun.
Yeah.
At the water park?
Like before this trip, he never posted, really posted
like this trip. Like every time I went on his page,
he doesn't post a lot on his social. Y'all, Messier is not that tech savvy
because,
like, he knows how to use it, but he's
this he posted a lot, and I was surprised because every time I would like peep yours, and then I would go on Mez. I was like, okay, family.
I feel like he posted more than I did at times, like. There were people DMing me talking about where's your so-and-so pictures. And I'm like, dang, how'd you know I was there? Like, thinking this to myself. And I'm like, then I see Messier's story and I'm like, oh, okay, okay, okay.
I love that for you.
But yeah, Shannon.
Shannon, what do you have for us? A WTF or advice?
I'll do my advice real quick. And it's advice for myself as well. I think... I would say take care of yourself. You can't do anything if you're not doing well, or you can't be a great mom, or you can't put your best foot forward if you're not taking care of your health. So I feel like that's advice to myself as well. But it's so true. You have to nourish your body. Your body is like a car. Like, your car will not work unless you have fuel in it. So your body is your temple. Be nice to it, y'all.
I swear I was waiting for you to say it.
Real talk.
All right, guys, I'm so sorry. I have to end it. I have to get up. I'm hurting.
Love you, Shai.
Don't be sorry. You're okay.
Well, I love you all. I hope all of you guys have a good week this week. Thanks for bearing with us with our uploads and everything else that we go through doing this podcast. But you can follow me at Shai, not Shy.
And you can follow me at Hair by Shannon C.
You can follow me at R.
And you can follow us. At the
Think Loud Crew. All right, bye.
All right, I'll talk to y'all later.
3 than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.